Hello, I'm Bruce Reynolds from Reynolds Communication. The following podcast is an initiative of the New South Wales Department of Primary Industries. Today I'm talking with Joanna Blunden, who's a Development Officer for Poultry Eggs with the New South Wales Department of Primary Industries, about a guide that's available for the free-range production of eggs and meat birds. Well, Joanna, why did this guide come about?
There's a lot of information available on the internet about free-range production, but very little of it was actually available for the Australian circumstances and Australian producers. And there's a lot of interest in Australia currently from people who are looking at establishing particularly small-scale poultry businesses to produce free-range eggs and poultry meat. And so we thought that there was a big gap there to get together some factual information for Australian conditions.
So why is there a big difference between the US, Europe and Australia?
By and large, it's all about, the guide actually includes information about what the regulations are in Australia, so what you'd actually need to do in terms of food safety, but also our planning regulations, so if you'd need to prepare a development application. Also, I guess it's about, our climate is much different, so how the housing options that you might adopt and those sorts of things that vary to what you might see overseas. And it was a good opportunity in this book. We've got some case studies and actually demonstrating what producers in Australia have done, and they talk about what's worked for them and what some of the pitfalls are. So again, people have an opportunity to sort of find out a bit more about what the markets might be here in Australia rather than sort of thinking about what's happening overseas.
Now, I'll have a look at the case studies in a moment, but looking at production, and I suppose nutrition is very important to have the right level of nutrition, particularly free range.
Absolutely. So the birds will still get a major proportion of their diet will come from grain, but then they will actually forage and get some pasture, etc. as well. So part of the system is actually to provide some nutrition by rotationally grazing your pastures. So that will actually be made up part of their diet, but that also obviously helps with environmental things like keeping dust down and other things like that.
And from a husbandry point of view, how important is it to have biosecurity and to make sure that you provide good protection for the free-range birds?
It's really important. Free-range increases the likelihood, I guess, of disease spread, and that's one of the reasons initially that people went away from free-range systems and into more caged housing. That's where all of that came from. But whether you're a small farm or whether you're going to go into a larger scale business, biosecurity is really important. If you suffer a sort of significant disease episode, that can really basically put your whole business at risk. So simple precautions about providing feed and water away from wild birds and those sorts of things is really important on your farm, as well as hygiene generally and maintaining that biosecurity around the farm.
Now, does the guide go into the cost structures, how much it does cost to set up an operation and the different types of operations?
Certainly provides you a guide for planning your business. So, cost structures are really important if you actually want to have a business. But it gives some examples, but obviously it will depend upon the scale of your business and also on the type of housing system that you adopt. But there's certainly some guidelines there to help you work through your own planning.
Now, coming out the other end, you've either got eggs or a meat bird. What about from a marketing point of view, to give you some idea of what sort of markets are available out there and what it takes to meet those markets?
Marketing is probably the key to your business. If you don't have good markets, then no matter what you do at a production scale, won't necessarily make your business successful. There's certainly some guides there to give you some ideas about the types of things. So people always think that farmers markets might be their only option, but there's some indications there about some other types of ways that you might want to market your produce. And there is also information available about the food safety schemes that are required and the types of legislation that applies. So again, whether or not you're a really small producer or a large producer, these particular food safety schemes apply regardless, and it's really important that you adhere to them.
You mentioned earlier about some case studies in this book, which is a really good example of different enterprises that are there, but how small or how big are these producers that you've done case studies on?
So some are down to just a few hundred birds at a time, and right up to some that have sort of thousands in quite a large shedding. Basically, the differences come to the different types of housing options that people have actually adopted. So we've got one case study of a person houses their birds in mobile old buses, and that they move around their farm. Some of these shedding options are actually sort of fixed and they're non-mobile, and various options in between. The best advice is for people to have a bit of a look at the case studies and try and work out whether or not one of those seems to fit their view or their idea of what their business might look like, and then sort of work up their idea from there.
Have you found that a few people have already taken it on board and come up with their own innovative way of putting two or three different sort of enterprises together?
Yeah, look, we've had a lot of a huge uptake of the book, and so the first thing to say is probably some people have thought about going into free-range poultry and, having read the book, have decided not to because they were a bit misunderstood the level of input or work that would be involved. But similarly, we've also had people who've actually found the examples in here and followed the guidance, which is to go out and sort of find some support and do some research, and then have established their own business around the principles that they wanted to apply on their farm.
If people want to access the guide, how do you find it?
Probably the easiest way is if you type in getting started in free range poultry, it'll come up through an internet search. It's available through the DPI bookshop or the TAFE College website.
Joanna Blunden, Development Officer for Poultry with the New South Wales Department of Primary Industries, thanks for talking with us today.
Thank you.
For this podcast and many more podcasts, fact sheets and videos, I encourage you to visit the New South Wales DPI website and click on poultry.